The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday, Good News Day, so get ready to go out and share the good news. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. Tuesday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time in the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Early in the 4th century, St. Helena found the true cross, and to this day, the Eastern Churches, Catholic and Orthodox alike, celebrate the Exaltation of the Holy Cross on the September anniversary of the dedication of the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we all will make courageous choices for a simple and environmentally sustainable lifestyle, rejoicing in our young people who are resolutely committed to this. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Shortly after I was ordained a priest, I had the great fortune to spend 6 months in Barcelona, where I was able to practice my new job before heading back to the States. And in that time, I spent a month out in the countryside near a city called Barbastro. And this happens to be the birthplace of Saint Jose Maria, the founder of Opus Dei. It was a great privilege for me to be able to visit the house where he was born. And near this town is an ancient shrine dedicated to Our Lady. And the shrine is called Torre Ciudad. And when Jose Maria Escriva was born, he was in danger of death. And so his mother and his father prayed intensely to Our Lady of Torre Ciudad for his cure. And sure enough, the next morning, the child was cured. And so in gratitude, they brought the little infant to Our Lady of Torre Ciudad in a pilgrimage to thank her. Fast forward to the end of Saint Jose Maria's life in the late 60s, early 70s, he decided to build alongside the medieval hermitage an enormous shrine in honor of Our Lady. It's a beautiful place perched on a cliff above an enormous lake framed in the mountains of the Pyrenees. It's a phenomenal place to pray, and I highly recommend that you check it out. There are beautiful photos online of the shrine of Torre Ciudad. And perhaps my favorite part of this shrine, and where I would normally go when I went to pray there, is the Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament. It's a chapel just to the left of the main nave of the church. It's where the tabernacle is. And above the tabernacle hangs a life-size image of Jesus on the cross. It's a stunning image. It's an image made of bronze. It was sculpted by an Italian sculptor named Gian Colepore, who was a sculptor that Saint Jose Maria gave several projects to. He was a very talented sculptor from Italy. And like I said, the sculpture is life-size. It's made of this shining bronze. And one interesting characteristic of this sculpture is that Jesus's eyes are still open, which means he was still alive. It's before the death of Christ on the cross. He's still alive. He is undergoing his agony of the crucifixion. And his eyes are open, and he's looking out. We also know that he's still alive because the side of his chest, right? His side is still not pierced with the lance. And this is what St. Josemaria wanted. He wanted that this crucifixion, this crucified Christ, be alive. He wanted it to be that moment when Christ looks out and says, "I thirst." And when praying before this image, that was often the words that I would use for my meditation. "I thirst. You, Jesus, you say these words, Sitio, I thirst." And when you do this, you look out, you look down at those who are there witnessing your passion. And we can ask you, Jesus, now in this time of prayer, what do you thirst for? What do you mean when you say, "I thirst"? Now, the Roman soldiers that are there, they weren't stupid. They probably, and like we all thought and think, "Jesus, you thirst for water, you thirst for liquid, because you're dehydrated, your throat is parched." And so they go and they prepare some wine mixed with gall, and they try to give that to you. They raise up a hyssop so that you can sip from a sponge and quench your thirst. But is that all you meant, Lord, that you were thirsty? No, we know, Lord, that you on the cross thirst for the redemption. You thirst to carry out the will of the Father. You thirst to complete the race that you began. And in fact, you are satiated in this moment because you know that your death is imminent, that you have given yourself completely to us on the cross in order to save us. And so after that moment of saying, "I thirst," you can also say, "It is accomplished. I have finished the race. Our redemption has been fulfilled." And you also thirst for us. You thirst, Jesus, for each one of us. You thirst for souls. You're saying to each one of us, "I thirst for you. I thirst for your love. I long to draw you into a relationship with me. I long to draw you in closer and closer." And so this sculpture at Torre Ciudad, this image of Shankalepore, is so intriguing. Those open eyes, those wide eyes of Jesus are mesmerizing. It's a stunning expression that's hard to pull away from. That was the experience that I had there when praying before that cross. From the cross, Jesus looks at you, he looks at me, and he wants us to look back at him, to fix our eyes on his. Now, the fact that it's made of bronze is no accident. It's meant to evoke, among other things, the image of Moses, the image that Moses made in the desert of the bronze serpent. And that's what we read in today's feast day, the exaltation of the Holy Cross. We know in the book of Numbers how the people murmur against Moses and against God, and then snakes appear and cause havoc among the Israelites. And so the Lord said to Moses, "Make a serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze, put it upon a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Jesus, you invoke this image, this strange, enigmatic image, when speaking to Nicodemus about your own passion, about your future passion on the cross. You tell Nicodemus, and this is what we read in the gospel, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." What an odd thing. I mean, let's think about this. What's attractive about a snake? It's something that scares us. It would have scared the Israelites because they were bitten by those snakes. And yet, Moses asks them to approach that serpent of bronze, to look at it, to trust it. So too, the crucified Christ is, humanly speaking, a source of repugnance. I mean, a man tortured on a cross, his flesh sewn to the wood with nails, a bleeding, dying man. This is also, in a sense, a source of repugnance. And it's no wonder that the first Christians took so long to represent the crucifixion in their art. But we are invited to look to the cross, to see the beauty in the cross of Jesus Christ. And this is what the sculpture did for me, that sculpture of Shankalepore, that loving gaze of yours, Jesus, beckoning me from up there on the cross in your suffering, asking me to look at you It's a loving reproach, and it draws me in. You will draw all things to yourself, Lord. You draw each of us into your loving gaze on the cross. And so to believe in Jesus, we have to look to his cross. We are invited to gaze at our Lord dying for us. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. And in order to be saved, Jesus, we have to look to the cross. We have to be willing to be healed by the cross. Are you afraid of the cross? Do you try to avoid it? This is something we can ask ourselves. Are we afraid of the cross? Do we try to avoid it through laziness or protest against it through complaining, resignation, anger? If that's true, and I think it is true for each of us, let's ask Jesus to help us see that by avoiding the cross, we're avoiding him. We are turning our eyes away from him when he wants to look at us in the face. Jesus, we can tell him, I want to share my life with you. I want you to share your life with me. Draw me into this mystery of your suffering so I can learn to suffer as you do, to learn to love the cross. Of course, Mary meets us on the way to Calvary. She holds our hands. When we want to look away, she brings our gaze back to her sons. We hear you, Jesus, say, I thirst, and we respond by saying, Jesus, I thirst for you too. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour. On this Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, we'll pray the hours next on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the entire church now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the King, who was lifted up on the cross for our sake.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ the King, who was lifted up on the cross for our sake.
See the cross of the Lord.
Let all his enemies flee in terror. The Lion of Judah, David's seed, is victorious. Alleluia.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
See the cross of the Lord. Let all his enemies flee in terror. The Lion of Judah, David's seed, is victorious. Alleluia.
The holy name of the Lord has been raised up on the cross above heaven and earth. Alleluia.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars, which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet, all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The holy name of the Lord has been raised up on the cross above heaven and earth. Alleluia.
O blessed cross, you alone were found worthy to bear the Lord and King of heaven. Alleluia.
O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples. The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathens are not. It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place. Give the Lord, you families of peoples, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his temple. O earth, tremble before him. Proclaim to the nations, God is king. The world he made firm in its place. He will judge the peoples in fairness. Let the heavens rejoice and earth be glad. Let the sea and all within thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. With justice, he will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with his truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O blessed cross, you alone were found worthy to bear the Lord and King of heaven. Alleluia.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert,
so must the Son of Man be raised up.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. It was through the law that I, Paul, died to the law, to live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and the life I live now is not my own. Christ is living in me. I still live my human life, but it is a life of faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I will not treat God's gracious gift as pointless. If justice is available through the law, then Christ died to no purpose. You senseless Galatians, who has cast a spell over you? You, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was displayed to view upon his cross. I want to learn only one thing from you. How did you receive the Spirit? Was it through obedience of the law or through faith in what you heard? How could you be so stupid? After beginning in the Spirit, are you now to end in the flesh? Have you heard such remarkable experiences, all to no purpose, if indeed they were to no purpose? Is it because you observe the law or because you have faith in what you have heard that God lavishes the Spirit on you and works wonders in your midst? Consider the case of Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as justice. This means that those who believe are sons of Abraham. Christ has delivered us from the power of the law's curse by himself becoming a curse for us. As it is written, accursed is anyone who is hanged on a tree. This has happened so that through Christ Jesus, the blessing bestowed on Abraham might descend on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, thereby making it possible for us to receive the promised Spirit through faith. May I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through it, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. It means nothing whether one is circumcised or not. All that matters is that one is created anew. Peace and mercy on all who follow this rule of life and on the Israel of God. The word of the Lord. We must glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In him is our salvation, life, and resurrection.
Through him we are saved and set free.
Because he suffered death, he is crowned with glory and honor.
Through him we are saved and set free.
We are celebrating the feast of the cross, which drove away darkness and brought in the light. As we keep this feast, we are lifted up with the crucified Christ, leaving behind us earth and sin so that we may gain the things above. So great and outstanding a possession is the cross that he who wins it has won a treasure. Rightly could I call this treasure the fairest of all fair things and the costliest. In fact, as well as in name, for on it and through it and for its sake, the riches of salvation that have been lost were restored to us. Had there been no cross, Christ could not have been crucified. Had there been no cross, life itself could not have been nailed to the tree. And if life had not been nailed to it, there would be no streams of immortality pouring from Christ's side, blood and water for the world's cleansing. The legal bond of our sin
would not be canceled. We should not have obtained our freedom, and we should not have enjoyed the fruit of the tree of life, and the gates of paradise would not stand open. Had there been no cross, death would not have been trodden underfoot, nor hell despoiled. Therefore, the cross is something wonderfully great and honorable. It is great because through the cross, the many noble acts of Christ found their consummation. Very many indeed, for both his miracles and his sufferings were fully rewarded with victory. The cross is honorable because it is both the sign of God's suffering and the trophy of his victory. It stands for his suffering because on it he freely suffered unto death. But it is also his trophy because it was the means by which the devil was wounded and death conquered. The barred gates of hell were smashed, and the cross became the one common salvation of the whole world. The cross is called Christ's glory. It is saluted as his triumph. We recognize it as the cup he longed to drink and the climax of the sufferings he endured for our sake. As to the cross being Christ's glory, listen to his words. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified, and God will glorify him at once. And again, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world came to be. And once more, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Here he speaks of the glory that would accrue to him through the cross. And if you would understand that the cross is Christ's triumph, hear what he himself also said, when I am lifted up, then I will draw all men to myself. Now you can see that the cross is Christ's glory and triumph. O glorious cross, your arms upheld the priceless ransom of captive mankind. Through you, the world has been saved by the blood of the Lord. Hail, O cross, consecrated by the body of Christ. His members have made your wood more noble than precious pearls. Through you, the world has been saved by the blood of the Lord.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death. and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, but with the price of your own blood.
And bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
God our Father, in obedience to you, your only Son accepted death on the cross for the salvation of mankind. We acknowledge the mystery of the cross on earth. May we receive the gift of redemption in heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up in conversation with God in morning prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, September 14th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the scene is nighttime. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, has come to visit Jesus. It's from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, we should keep in mind that in its day, the cross was well known as an instrument of torture and execution. But Jesus turned it into a symbol of triumph. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 7, Special Feasts. Through the passion of our Lord, the cross became a throne of glory, not a gallows of infamy. How radiant is that precious cross which brought us our salvation. Through the cross we are victorious. With the cross we shall reign. By the cross all evil is destroyed. Alleluia. The feast we celebrate today has its origin in the first centuries of Christianity. According to ancient testimony, this commemoration began the day the cross of our Lord was found. It developed quickly in the Eastern Church and soon spread throughout all Christendom. In Rome, a solemn procession from the Basilica of St. Mary Major to that of St. John Lateran took place to venerate the Holy Cross before Mass. At the beginning of the 7th century, the Persians ransacked Jerusalem. They destroyed many churches and took possession of the sacred relics. A few years later, the Emperor Heraclius recovered them. According to pious tradition, the splendidly dressed monarch in full regalia personally wanted to carry the Holy Cross to its original place on Calvary. The weight became increasingly unbearable as he walked on the Via Dolorosa. The Bishop of Jerusalem, Zechariah, explained to him that to carry the cross, he must imitate the poverty of Christ, who bore it free of every earthly attachment. Heraclius immediately divested himself of the imperial garments and put on humble pilgrim's clothes. He was then able to carry the Holy Cross, unshod, to the summit of Golgotha. Most probably as children, we learn to make the sign of the cross on our forehead, lips, and heart as an external sign of our profession of faith. The Church makes use of the cross on its altars during worship for the liturgy and has its place outside on sacred buildings too. As a tree of the most savory fruit, it is a powerful weapon for warding off all kinds of evil, and especially for instilling fear in the spiritual foes of our salvation. Lord, through the sign of the Holy Cross, free us from our enemies, we pray each day before blessing ourselves. A father of the Church teaches, the cross is a shield against the devil as well as a trophy of victory. It is the promise that we will not be overcome by the angel of death. The cross is God's instrument to lift up those who have fallen and to support those still on their feet fighting. It is a crutch for the crippled and a guide for the wayward. It is our constant goal as we advance, the very wellspring of our body and soul. It drives away all evils, annihilates sin, and draws down for us abundant goods. This is indeed the seed of the resurrection and the tree of eternal life. During Mass, we pray, God our Father, in obedience to you, your only Son accepted death on the cross for the salvation of mankind. We acknowledge the mystery of the cross on earth. May we receive the gift of redemption in heaven. The cross is present in our lives in different ways. It may be manifest through sickness, poverty, tiredness, pain, scorn, or loneliness. Today in our prayer, we can examine our habitual disposition on coming face to face with the cross. Though hard to bear at times, the encounter with it can become a source of purification, life, and joy if it is embraced with love. Embracing the cross should lead us never to complain when confronting difficulties and even to thank God for the failures, suffering, and setbacks that purify us. Such adversities should be additional occasions for drawing us closer to God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, it's time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
To destroy the power of hell, Christ died upon the cross. Clothed in strength and glory, he triumphed over death.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
To destroy the power of hell, Christ died upon the cross. Clothed in strength and glory, he triumphed over death.
The Lord hung upon the cross to wash away our sins in his own blood. How splendid is that blessed cross!
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
The Lord hung upon the cross to wash away our sins in his own blood. How splendid is that blessed cross!
How radiant is that precious cross which brought us our salvation! In the cross we are victorious, through the cross we shall reign, and by the cross all evil is destroyed. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How radiant is that precious cross which brought us our salvation. In the cross we are victorious, through the cross we shall reign, and by the cross all evil is destroyed. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, that through God's gracious will, he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. The word of the Lord. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
And we bless you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
We worship your cross, O Lord, and we praise and glorify your holy resurrection, for the wood of the cross has brought joy to the world.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We worship your cross, O Lord, and we praise and glorify your holy resurrection, for the wood of the cross has brought joy to the world.
Let us pray with confidence to Christ who endured the cross to redeem us.
Save us through your cross, O Lord.
Son of God, you healed the people of Israel when they looked upon the bronze serpent.
Protect us this day from the deadly wound of sin.
Save us through your cross, O Lord.
Son of man, just as Moses raised up the serpent in the desert, so you were lifted up on the cross in the sight of all nations.
Raise us up to share in the triumph of your cross.
Save us through your cross, O Lord.
Only begotten Son of the Father, you were sent into the world so that those who believe in you might not perish.
Grant unending life to all who long to see you face to face.
Save us through your cross, O Lord.
Beloved Son of the Father, you were not sent to judge the world, but to save it.
Grant faith to our brothers and sisters, and bring them on the last day to the joy of heaven.
Save us through your cross, O Lord.
Eternal Son of the Father, you came to cast fire on the earth, and you longed to see its flame kindled in the hearts of all men.
Grant that through holiness of life we may come to share in the undying light of your glory.
Save us through your cross, O Lord.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, in obedience to you, your only Son accepted death on the cross for the salvation of mankind. We acknowledge the mystery of the cross on earth. May we receive the gift of redemption in heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. In the meantime, go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.